Let's open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. Just have a little thought here that I'd like to share with you this morning and believe the Lord to help us. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13. Scripture says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. I'd like for us to pray. Lord, we thank you for this service this morning. Thank you for your goodness to us. We ask you to help us this morning. We need your touch, Lord. We need a touch from heaven. Lord, we're unable. We're unable in our own strength and our own might. But I know that you can. And I know that your spirit can move. We ask you. We invite you. We, Lord, want you to move in this service this morning. Touch our hearts. Touch our lives. Let us leave changed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your word this morning. Lord, speak to us. Open our eyes that we'll behold wondrous things out of your law. Hide me behind the cross. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This scripture here is very familiar to us. And I felt like the Lord dealt with me one more time on this. And I'd like to share it with you this morning. It says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. I want to preach this morning on a simple thought, just you can make it. Hallelujah. Why don't you turn to somebody and say, you can make it. That's exactly what I'm preaching on this morning. You can make it. The devil doesn't want you to know that. The devil wants you to think that it will be too hard for you, that there's no way. But it doesn't matter what he says, or it doesn't matter what the impression you come in here with this morning. This scripture right here tells us to know you can make it. I mean, some of us really go through hard trials. And all of us have temptations and trials. Every one of us do. Some, it seems, is even harder than others. But with this scripture right here, it lets us know we can make it. No matter the trial, no matter the temptation, no matter how hard it gets, no matter the pressure. I mean, sometimes that pressure is so strong and so hard. It reminds me of when Lot was in Sodom and he was trying to get out, and those men circled his house. And the Bible said they pushed and would have pushed the door in. And the angel smote them with blindness, and they was feeling around for the they couldn't even find the door. But the point is the pressure. They would have pushed Lot's door down. And that's the way it is sometimes. We think, oh, what are we going to do? The pressure's so strong. The pressure's so hard. It seems like they're going to push my door down. But God's got the power to overcome. God's got the power so that we can make it. We can make it no matter the test. We can make it no matter the trial. We can make it no matter the temptation, no matter the hardships in this life. God has made a way so we can make it. I want to look at just three simple things. I want to preach real simple to us this morning. I'd like for the Lord to help us. Amen. If you're struggling this morning, I come to tell you, you can make it. Amen. If you're in a temptation this morning, I want to tell you, you can make it. If you're in a trial this morning, you wonder where God is, I want to tell you, you can make it. No matter what it is, you can make it. make it. Hallelujah. You can make it because of this promise right here. You can make it because of this promise right here in this scripture. Hallelujah for the promises of God. Hallelujah that the promises of God are for us. Have you ever felt like maybe the promises of God wasn't for you? I'm telling you what, they are for you. I read a story a long time ago, and I've told it many times. And if y'all will let me, I'll tell it one more time. But there was this over in France, in the French Revolutionary War, a little bit before that, there was this young lady who had courted or dated this Christian man and Christian family. And she also was a Christian, but her family was not. And they had this, a habit or whatever, where they had this box and they had taken these little cards and wrote down promises out of the Bible. And they would take them promises and they had stuck them in this little box. And every time before they would eat or whatever, they would pull one out and read it. And or maybe before bed or whatever, but they had a habit of reading those promises. Well, she didn't marry that young man. She ended up marrying another young man. He became a preacher and pastor. But during the French Revolutionary War, her husband was called into the service and went to fight in that war. And they had received bad news. She had made that habit herself, or that instance herself, where she had a box of promises too, and she would go through them when they read. She had done that herself as she had learned from the others. And one day she had young children, and bad news had come from the war front, and she was so discouraged and so just facing, it was just hard. She got that promise box, she held it in her hand, and she said, "Lord, do you have a promise for me?" And she said that her hand shook, and she, nervous and shook up, her hand shook. And when she did, that promise box spilled on her lap, and those little cards fell on her lap and went in the floor, and said, the Lord spoke to her and said, "All my promises are for you." Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you what, all God's promises are for us, including this promise right here. And when the devil comes in and comes to tell you you can't make it, you can stand on this promise right here and say, "I can make it, because he said he wouldn't put more on me than I could bear. He said he wouldn't do it." Amen. God has made a promise to us, children of God, that we can make it in this life. We can make it to heaven. We can serve God. Amen. We can live right. Amen. We may live in a wicked world, but God has gave us promise after promise, and we can make it. Hallelujah. Bible says 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. That's a promise. Say, everybody else is turning around all around me. Everybody else is looking back all around me. 1,000 will fall at your side, the word of God says, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it won't come nigh you. That's a promise you can stand on. You can make it through the trial. You can make it through the test. You can make it even in the year 2010. Hallelujah. He said, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." You've got promises. There's promises in the word of God. Amen. And this promise right here that we read as our scripture text is good enough to stand on this morning. Somebody stand on the word of God. Amen. And say, "I'm going to make it. I'm going to go. I'm going to stand on God's word. I can make it." It's simple preaching, but I feel like somebody needs it this morning. The Bible said, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth him." There's angels around you this morning. Amen. The devil may be after you, but the angels are ready to help you. Amen. And God's going to pull you through. Hallelujah. Bible says in the book of Mark,
that Jesus went into the wilderness. Has anybody ever went into the wilderness? Is anybody in the wilderness this morning? He went in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Amen. It's bad enough to be in the wilderness, but then comes the devil.